Sidney Bloom was born on the 1st of January 1921 at 58 Brick Lane, Spitalfields, London, the son of Morris Bloom and his wife Becky Chrisman. His father had arrived in London from Lithuania 11 years earlier, a latecomer who managed to enter the country despite the impact of the 1905 Aliens Act, which had staunched the flow of East European Jews to Britain. Morris Bloom was a master sausage maker who had learned to pickle meat in Lithuania before emigrating. In London, he established himself in the food trade, and a year before Sidney was born, he opened a shop in Brick Lane, in the heart of the Jewish East End, from which he sold salt beef. Sidney Bloom was educated at Raines Grammar School, but did not continue there beyond the age of 16. At that point, he entered the family business. His work for the firm was interrupted by the Second World War, for the duration of which he worked in a munitions factory, and on the 21st of June 1942, he married Evelyn Radzan, the daughter of Adolf Radzan, a watchmaker and jeweller. Evelyn was 18 years old at the time of their marriage, and worked as a shorthand typist in the Ministry of Food. It was a good match in more ways than one. Evelyn, in time, became the public face of her husband's restaurant, meeting, greeting, reassuring, and schmoozing the customers as need arose, while Sidney supervised the kitchen. There were two children of the marriage, a daughter and a son. A great deal of the manufacturing in the Jewish East End worked on the basis of subcontracting. Bloom adopted this practice and applied it to his restaurant, where the waiters worked as independent contractors. They purchased the food themselves as it was brought from the kitchen, and thus acted as independent traders. They were understandably eager that customers should order and eat without ceremony, and not linger once they had done so. And this may help to account for their brusque manners and want of charm, which became infamous and part of Bloom's attraction. One customer, who pointed out that he had been served boiled potatoes when he had ordered mashed, found his waiter pulping the vegetables with a fork and telling him, "You want mashed potatoes? You've got mashed potatoes." In 1965, Bloom's opened a branch in Golders Green, northwest London, as it adapted to the migration of Jews from the East End to the suburbs. Bloom retired in 1985, but the business remained a family affair, conducted by his children, whom he had in vain tried to persuade to become a lawyer or accountant, and his grandchildren. The East End restaurant closed in 1996, but the Golders Green branch continues to do good business. He continued to visit the Golders Green restaurant, and more particularly its kitchens, until shortly before his death, on the 1st of June 2003, at the Wellington Hospital, St John's Wood, London. He was survived by his two children.